AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help. You save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.
Welcome to the season two finale of Life's a Draft. On this podcast, we pick a topic and draft our top choices in that category. Please follow the podcast on Instagram at life_a_draft. The website will be at the end where you can see episode artwork, vote, and share your thoughts. We also have an email address where you can email us questions, ideas, or comments about the podcast. It's lifesadraft@gmail.com. After the draft, we'll play a game called Croce's Clues. So before we get drafted, let me introduce who is with me here tonight. First up, this guy is just L-I-V-I-N. Birdo is here.
Living the dream. Sometimes it's a nightmare. Living the dream.
Finishing up midterms, and his life is exactly the same as last episode, according to him. Catman is with us.
Hey, yo. Rest in peace, Scott Hall. Ooh. Razor Ramon, rest in peace. Got to give him a shout out.
Somebody please sell him a house.
For real. Yes, that too.
Binge watching season two of Titans and sipping ginger ale. J-Cat is here, barely.
Yeah, guys, I'm here, but you know, the draft's an important part of our economic culture right now.
It's a trooper right there.
Self-care, J-Cat. You need the draft.
Exactly.
Recently becoming a kleptomaniac, Shine is here.
I'm giving Delaware a shout out. One of five schools to win their men's and women's conference championships.
UD! Yay!
What have you been stealing, John?
You know, an Alex Trebek pop from Dilts' house. Maybe a football. Who knows what else? I know what else. He just hasn't figured it out yet.
The cat and mouse game between Dilts and Shine is just, it's gonna come to a head and just implode the podcast at some point. Attempting to make the Guinness Book of World Records for being able to hang out with Shine the longest and failing miserably, Sir Dilts of Fire is here.
I was trying for the short, easy Guinness thing because I think the record's like under 10 minutes and I can't do it, man. It's too hard.
What are these secret hangouts happening and why are we never like?
Is there a secret, bro?
The secret wink wink at the you know what?
It's like probably always at Grotto's.
True.
If you want to drive all the way down here, I'll invite you.
Tell me
you may get the long neck. I'll take you the rest of the
way. Okay.
True. And I am your host, Eric. Well, boys, we're about to wrap up season two, and I'm having as much fun as I did the first episode. The fans are buying the merchandise. This past episode had the most votes yet. And we are wrapping up the season with a doozy. So before we move on, I just want to say, don't forget, you can now get Life's a Draft merch. It's on the site, tpublic.com. You can get items including tees and hoodies and mugs and stickers, tank tops, notebooks, all types of goodies. Check for the link on our Facebook page and at the bottom of the voting page. Wait for tpublic to run some sales so you can save yourself some money. Help support the podcast and get some Life's a Draft swag today. With that being said,
we do Life's a Draft pregnancy tests so people know if they drafted a baby.
Instead of a plus, it's like the Life's a Draft logo pops up.
It's a boy or a girl, get a little shine head.
Wow. AKA a Brillo pad. With that being said, here are the results of the duo's draft. In sixth place, with 5.7% of the votes, comments include, "You've got a friend in me. There is no topping Woody and Buzz," followed up by Lloyd, Christmas, and Harry. Mock, yeah, ing, yeah, bird, yeah. Birdo's team, Guy Love, sixth place.
When you say 5%, like, my stomach just turns. Like, this better not be me. There's no way.
That's like five people because we had 100-some votes.
Yeah, it's not many. But don't get too happy because not many of us did not have many, very many votes. So you'll see. In fifth place, with 7.5% of the votes, comments included. These may have been the best comments. Phew. Method Man and Red Man almost had me. Deuce Piccolo was right there. There was one no miss in this one. Harry Potter was a miss, as was Robin and Minnie. So it didn't really give it away yet. And I'm high just thinking about Jay and Silent Bob. Too fat from eating chips and salsa, hanging out in Stankonia, and I ain't hear no bell. Punch it, Chewy. Catman's team. Two dope boys and the Millennium Falcon.
Fifth place. I'm not last, so it don't matter.
You weren't far off.
That's weird. A lot of people I spoke to told me they voted for Rob, and I was like, oh, all right.
Those are good people.
Like 8 or 9 people. I know that. I don't know. It wasn't too many. And with like one more vote in fourth place, comments included. I was going to choose This Is the Way, but I just finished an amazing PB&J while catching a Potter marathon. And Back to the Future, greatest movie of all time. Adult male opening his lunchbox on a construction site and pulling out a big fat PB&J doesn't win me any man cards, but damn, they are hood as hell, boy. Two dope boys gets my honorable mention. My team, Don't Mind If I Duo, 8.5% of the votes. Fourth place.
Top three.
I don't know what to say. Moving along.
I feel like I know where this is going.
I don't think you do.
You're one. Cool, dudes.
With 13.2% of the votes. Comment includes all classic choices, plus the most number of recognizable duos. Shine's team, Deuce Piccolo, third place.
Taking the bronze.
And in second place, with just a smattering more votes, comment includes cartoons for the win. Who keeps voting for friend? Diltz's team, Noah's Ark 2, 15.1% of the votes. Diltz? Second place.
Oh, yeah.
And in first place, with 50% of the votes, 50%, comments include, you had me at Grogu, and hands down the best picks top to bottom, with a good spread among many different avenues with food, TV, movies, and booze. J-Cat's team, This Is the Way. Landslide victory in the duo's draft. It was almost disheartening to see the results pouring in because it was just J-Cat. I'm like, oh, we have no shot. It's just going to be a battle for like scrap votes. I don't know what. guys think was the deciding factor? Why were there so many votes for J-Cat?
Even my wife, when I asked her to vote last week, I was like, hey, you got to vote. She goes in there and I saw her reading them and she goes, Mandalorian and Grogu. That was like and I knew it right there. And that's what I was saying when you were going over the results, I was like, it's going to be J-Cat because of Mandalorian and Grogu. I mean, well, how could you not?
I don't know, but I don't know how many of our listeners watch that. I would say 30.
It's massive.
The Oreos and milk, it must be huge.
But do you not see the Grogus in every store you go into? Like, sure. Massive.
Sure. But do those people voting care about Grogu is the question.
Apparently so. No, but when Mando and Grogu popped into my head as a duo, I had a sick, sadistic little smile on my face. I was like, why didn't I think of that before? You know,
You went with him second.
Yeah.
You thought mid-draft. I didn't even
think about him.
I thought about him after I drafted Oreos and milk. They literally were not on my, like if you listen, I was just like, I'm just going to go with this because they were not on my draft board at all. And it kind of popped into my head. We were having a conversation.
It just rose so quickly. Amanda's stock was just rising. All right. Well, before we move on, this might've been my favorite part of looking at the results. What we should have drafted, there were some really solid suggestions. The first couple are, you're going to know who wrote these, but they're not bad themselves. But so what we should have drafted: Shrek and Donkey, which would have won, Chip and Dale, Salt and Peppa, Bill and Ted, Bub Rub and Little Sis, Chris Chan and Sonichu, Wario and Waluigi, Ashley J. Williams and Chainsaw, hypothetical 1989 Billy D. Williams, Harvey Dent, Arnold Schwarzenegger and one-liners, Wet Bandits, which is solid, Bebop and Rocksteady, Hall and Oates, Michael and Scotty, got a lot of Michael and Scotty votes or suggestions, Jim and Dwight from The Office, Wile E. Coyote and Roadrunner, Lone Ranger and Tonto, Beavis and Butthead, Benson and Stabler, Holmes and Watson, Laverne and Shirley, Tom and Jerry, The Wonder Twins, Sabrina and Salem the Cat, Meredith Grey and Christina Yang, Shaq and Kobe, SpongeBob and Patrick, T-Pain and Auto-Tune, Eggs and Bacon, one. Red Bull and Vodka, Fries and Ketchup, Mulder and Scully, Snoop and Dre, Elsa and Anna, Daniel and Mr. Miyagi, Dilts of Fire and Captain, Liver and Onions, Joel and Ethan Cohen, the Cohen Brothers, Bob Odenkirk and David Cross, Mr. Show, Jack and Meg White, the White Stripes, Daft Punk, Chris Farley and David Spade, Jules and Vincent from Pulp Fiction, Duke and UNC, Chocolate and Peanut Butter, Elizabeth Swan and Will Turner, Chunk and Sloth, Madden and Summerall, Robin Hood and Little John, Wayne and Garth, Your Mom and I, Clark Kent and Lois Lane. Just curious, if Shine had to pick between Montana and Rice versus Jordan and Pippen, where would his loyalty lie?
Jordan and Pippen.
All right, that was a comment. This is a good one. Mom and Dad, solid duo right there. Riggs and Murtaugh, Romeo and Juliet, Brutus and Caesar, Jake and Elroy, Lucy and Desi, Thelma and Louise, Abbott and Costello, Sonny and Cher, if I didn't already say them, Andy Dufresne and Red, Mike Lowry and Marcus Burnett, Bad Boys.
Wow, how was that left off?
I don't know. That was Lydia's brother. He named his cats those. His cats are named Marcus and Mike. Hot dogs and it's great. Hot dogs and sauerkraut. Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett and D's nuts. Those are the things we should have drafted. Quite the list. Good job, voters. Any last comments before we move on to season finale of season two?
I'm going to lose my respect from fellow 49ers fans when I say my duo for wouldn't be Montana and Rice. It would be Young and Rice.
Well, it said both of them.
Oh, okay.
Not Cap and Crabtree.
Not Cap. They didn't connect when it counted.
I really thought Outkast would have pulled more in, but
true. This week's draft is people dead or alive that you would like to sit around and have a chat with, potentially over dinner, potentially over some drinks, but a roundtable discussion of celebrities or historians or whoever you think of, not fictional people, who would you like to have a group conversation with? Roberto, first pick.
I've said it many times on this podcast. I love love. And this man is the definition of love.
Shakespeare?
He's the way, the way, the truth, and the life. And he's the savior of us all. I would want to eat dinner with Jesus Christ.
I was going to say, JC, you going JC, boy?
Yeah, I know. I knew he was going to pick him at some point.
Jesus. No people.
I like him very much. You trying to say Jesus Christ can't hit a perm ball dilts?
Trying to stir the pot.
I know.
Might have been on a few people's lists. He was the one person I had under my history category, so I can scratch that column off.
Yeah, he was a pretty big part of history.
Is he turning water into wine? You guys gonna get crazy?
Ooh. With the fishes.
Sharing loaves.
All right. Catman, fifth place gives you second pick.
I'm going in a totally different direction. So the devil? Idea behind
Lucifer,
a celebrity, he's a triple threat. One of my favorite people, someone I'd be super excited to meet. Seems like he's an all-around good person, good hang, super fun. Hopefully we share some Terramana tequila. I'm going Dwayne The Rock Johnson.
I knew that was coming.
Yeah.
If you didn't pick him, he's getting picked, yeah, man.
Yeah, I feel like he'd just be super cool. And he genuinely seems like a good person and like a good time. And I feel like he'd have awesome stories. Yeah. So I'm going The Rock.
If you can marvel at his size, like,
yeah,
like watch him. You could watch him eat like 17 steaks and 24 eggs or whatever his diet is. It's like insane. Yeah. It's like 5,000 calories in like a meal or something. That'd be pretty cool. Would you get him to throw some catchphrases at you, Catman?
I would. I'd be like, I smell what you're cooking, Mr. Johnson.
and it's 17 steaks, 24 eggs.
Yeah. I'd be like, I own Skyscraper on Blu-ray. I loved it. It was great.
All right. So I'm up next, and I have no idea where to go. This is going to make some people angry, or at least one person angry, because he's not my favorite player, but he's the GOAT. And just hearing his stories about his competitiveness and just, he's Eric, such like stop. A punk. He's no. such like a punk. And he would just like, just to hear the stories, like, oh, maybe I want to hear stories about when he played for the Barons.
Right now.
Maybe I just wanted to hear like when he went down to the minor leagues, so, like how it was filming Space Jam. But
I love this pick because Eric's doing it.
I think Michael Jordan would be the ultimate, well, one of the ultimate dinner guests because he's just that guy. And he's still like a beast. I'll challenge him 1-on-1 right there.
Challenge him!
How much did Diltz pay you to make that pick? There was text None. Messages.
But I feel I'm like he's at on my everybody's list.
I'm looking at my list and I don't know who to go with first. So I'm taking them all, snatching them from you.
I love this. I'm loving this.
I would definitely ask him what's his favorite shoe.
Oh.
And if you said
Sean, what questions should I ask him? You can give me some suggestions on.
He wants to know if you have any more used cigar butts.
Remember he said he trashed that.
Oh, yeah, he needs more.
He just totally threw my whole My whole thing. I don't even know where to go right now. Speechless.
Maybe if you would have got 6 more votes to me in the last draft, you could have tried, or whatever it was.
That's why I was kind of smiling that I got 3rd and that I finished in front of Diltz because I was like, he would maybe pull that move that you just did.
No disrespect.
Devastated.
Sorry, Sean.
I just wanted to know if he still remembers me from meeting me at the Rudder. That's all.
I can answer that right now. No, he does not.
Giant head? Yeah, I remember that guy.
He was scrounging around the ground when I dropped my cigar butt. used his head as an ashtray.
Oh, the saltiness right now. You taste it.
Sean,
you won't pick Brian Dawkins.
He's on the list. He's on the list, man.
All right. So it's my turn, huh?
It is.
Well, he can't do it though. He can't do a retaliatory pick because then that person would be on the list.
Yeah, and he doesn't know who I want. I'm all over the place.
All right. I had a complete plan coming into this and it totally just went to nothing. So now I'm a wild card. And you know who I want to pick? You know who's gonna be my first dinner guest now? I'm picking Mr. Stan Lee.
That's who I picked. Sean, it was between him and Jordan because I knew it wasn't going to get past Rob. Oh, my goodness. So you kind of did just give me back because he was on my list.
All right. Wow. First, life's a draft trade. I'll give you Stan Lee and my next 2 picks for Michael Jordan.
He can't have
do it. I can't do it because there's not enough people that I want. I can't even decide who I want or I would consider it. That's a great pick.
I'll be still very happy to. You'll have to send me questions for that gentleman as well.
I met him. Oh, well, met him. I got a picture with him. It was like herding cattle. We shuffled in there for about 12 seconds and they were like, click. All right, you got to get out of here. Remember that, Rob?
Yeah, we couldn't say anything to him. It might as well have been like a wax sculpture, but.
You met him like I met Michael Jordan.
Yeah.
No, I'd say a little closer.
We
like made eye contact.
Rob, one word to describe. Rob, one word to describe Derek in that picture.
Scruff dog.
Brody.
It doesn't even do it justice.
That's it. Is the one thing that sticks ratty. Out every time I see it. I'm just like, man, like you couldn't shave that day.
I should post a picture on our page just to kind of see.
The picture's in the living room of my house, framed.
Is it? Okay. Yeah. I have a frame too.
And every time I see it every once in a while, I'm like, Derek, man. Like,
yeah. He feels bad about it. I mean, he definitely has some regret about that day. So I'm not gonna give him too much crap. JK, I was gonna ask, was Stanley a potential one or two for you?
Yeah, he was definitely on the list. Like,
okay. Like, would it have been one of your first two picks? Like, would he have come back to me? Because I didn't think Shine was
going to pick. It just depends on who I – because with the quick turnaround of the snake draft, you know, you got to make two selections right back to back. So, depends on who I pulled the trigger on for my first two.
All right. Well, one more pick until we get to that. Diltz, your first pick.
Some of the choices I was thinking about, you know, do I want – good, even though I hate dinner conversation, do I want a good, interesting conversation? Do I want to have fun? Do I just
want pizza and beer?
Huh?
You're getting pizza and beer.
I think I would just want to be having a good time overall. And all the stories I've heard about this guy, he's just like changes your life with a 5-minute conversation. He makes you laugh till it hurts. Give me Robin Williams.
That's a good one.
Good point. Dang you, Schultz.
You had my hopes up there, Delta. I thought you were picking me.
Want to see about a girl.
All right. J-Cat, you got back-to-back picks.
All right. So for back-to-back, my first two guests at my happy hour drinking party. The first person is going to be Dave Chappelle.
Nice.
And the second person
is he real before you pick, is he kind of like a or is he cool? Because I saw him on some list of like cool celebrities, but I thought he was kind of like just is it just because he rubs people the wrong way with what he says?
Yeah.
Or is he like,
yeah, I think he'd chill. I think he'd be unbelievably interesting to have. And I'm gonna go ahead and pair him with the second gentleman who's no longer with us.
Hopefully everybody enjoys secondhand smoke, whoever you're inviting to your party. Chappelle is like a chimney.
Well, you know, you're drinking and, you know, smoking and all that good stuff. But next person I'm going to go with, he's no longer with us, but I always found him unbelievably fascinating. He's a former chef, former television host, a writer. That would be Anthony Bourdain.
That's a good pick.
I think I just figured out Rob and Eric's side bet with J-Cat.
Not based on those picks. It's
not. I was watching No Reservations the other night, like an old episode where he was like in Egypt. It just happened to be on. And I was like, man.
Yeah, it's crazy.
Right, not to bring the podcast down, but two of the last three votes, killed himself.
Well, yikes. Stanley passed away. Half of our list is dead right now. Jesus. That's all right. I was part of the stipulation.
Darn Pontius Pilate.
My heart is dead after you took my pick.
I love this. This is the best draft ever. Just well,
you're up, Diltz. You have a chance to do it again.
Bring it back, Diltz. Bring it back.
No,
Joe Montana.
this guy's hella smart. Every time I see him talk on the internet, I usually learn something and it's really interesting. So I feel he'd be fun to hang with. Give me Neil deGrasse Tyson.
I spell his dumb name. Asteroids. It's like a lowercase
E. I had it typed on my sheet before you were done saying Diltz. As soon as I was like, I know where he's going.
Yeah, he's pretty good at interviews and stuff. I've heard him on some podcasts. All right. Solid pick. I'm not really scratching many off my list, that's for sure. I think we have a wide range of who we like to chat with. All right, Shine.
I'm kind of back on track, I guess. And my second pick just recently put what people thought was a very sentimental post on my Facebook page about him. But he is the reason I played golf, and he just was recently inducted into the Hall of Fame. for golf, Mr. Tiger Woods.
Beast.
Tiger Woods, goo.
Hope you're driving separately to this dinner.
That's what I was like, that night could get weird, Sean.
Yeah. End up at a Waffle House out on I-9.
Yeah. Would he have a lady on his arm? Like, would he bring a date?
I love seeing greatness. Tiger was going to be one of my next picks, but I don't know, man. Tiger, I've seen documentaries about him. That he's got a strange life.
He does.
He's like a robot. He was like programmed to just win.
His lack of human emotion.
All right, I'm up next. I got a few that I could take, but I'm afraid Rob is going to pick this person. I really wanted this person. It's on my list, top of my music list. But he mentioned it the other night, and I didn't think he would be on anybody's radar. Rob will be the only one I'm worried about. I've read books by this guy. He's the first person his name said when they announced the Wu-Tang Clan. He is the RZA. He is just a cool dude making beats, making movies, watch some kung fu. We'll throw on a kung fu flick or something in the background. You know what I'm saying? Just that bong bong. He's just a cool dude. So he rang the bell when he was at the Sixers game 2 years ago. It's unbelievable. So give me the RZA, Robert Diggs. All right, I mean, Catman, you're up.
I'm gonna lighten the mood a little bit here. So my idea, right? Like, we're doing this. I meet up with The Rock. We're there. And then we're at like a hotel bar. It's late night. We're just hanging out. And then we're like having a good time back and forth. And then out of nowhere, this other person walks down and we're like, hey. And that person's Larry David.
Oh, he's on my list.
He's hilarious. Everything Larry David does is hilarious. Now, I don't know if I'm going to get a lot of votes, but Curb Your Enthusiasm is great. Whenever he's around, his dry sense of humor, just Larry's faces, like,
he'd be like The Rock. He's pretty big.
You're not that big. You're not that big. Yeah. What's with the muscles?
That's an unbelievable pick.
You definitely say something about being bald. Why do you choose bald? I mean,
it's the bald brotherhood. Wow. So I somehow picked two other bald men. It's great.
Wow, the all bald draft right now.
Gandhi's all bald.
Wow. I never considered him. That's a great, he'd have great commentary on the dinner, how the dinner's going, and just like, wow.
And where you sit, he would definitely determine where you sat and how that influences the dinner.
I mean, half of that show has like dinner parties in it. Like, he's always doing something. The dumb waiter,
the restaurant. You're in a well dressed galley, and everyone's wearing uniforms. And they're
the bells. And he wants apple. I want applesauce as a side. It should be on every menu. Applesauce. Birdo, back to back picks.
Back to back is not fun.
I got no idea where any of you clowns are going. Well, like, I really don't know.
I guess I don't know. I know who I'm going to pick because this man changed the world. He literally fought for something. He fought for what's right, and he changed the world, and he was imprisoned for it, and he never gave up, and his life was ended way too young, and it's Martin Luther King Jr., MLK.
Of all people going history picks, you are the last person I'm thinking.
I was gonna say Nelson Mandela. That was like my first.
That's what he's gonna do.
He's in prison.
Brain, like, what was that like? He
Mandela effect
changed the world.
What's he gonna talk about?
Birmingham jail.
Protest his dream.
I'd rather talk about MLK than about movies. So, my next pick. I know this is. He's not a good guy. Like. It's documented he's not a good guy, but he's a genius. And again, his invention changed the world. I would like to pick his brain just to know what else was in there, because he too died. All three of my people died very young. They died way too young. Steve Jobs. I mean, the iPhone.
Good pull.
Changed everything about society. I don't know, if maybe not for the best, but that and Pixar and Apple and just – but he is not a good dude. So maybe Jesus could have a little influence impact on him during dinner.
I saw the one movie with Michael Fassbender and said, I didn't see the other one. It was the Ashton Kutcher. I didn't even see either of those.
He's a jerk. Like, he wasn't nice to his own daughter. He was just,
yeah,
true. I think he had, his social skills were lacking. That's for sure. What he did just was unbelievable. How do you come up with that?
Bobby could have a juggernaut on his hands right now. All right, Catman, we're back to you.
It's coming around fast. I need to, it's really hard because I'm trying to diversify my list a little bit. But so I go from like The Rock to Larry David. We're just hanging out. And then Dan Marino walks in the room. Personal favorite of mine. I got to do it. I mean, I love The Rock. Larry David, I love him too. But Dan Marino, never met him. It'd be awesome to just sit. Yep.
The Rock will ask Dan Marino how it felt to play, really play on the Miami Dolphins.
That's true. Spencer Strathmore. Wow. Yeah. Ballers.
I mean, I'll tell you why you messed up, because that's an easy fifth round pick for you, because none of us are picking Dan Marino. You know what I mean? Like, my fifth round pick is a lock. I already know who I'm picking because none of y'all want this person. So you could have, not saying we're going to pick someone else.
No, I'm taking Brian Dawkins next. Don't you worry.
I still got 15 picks, but I'm just trying to
two picks left.
Diversify my bombs over here.
That's the pick. Snowflake. That was an Ace Ventura reference, not a political reference, by the way. All right. So I am up. I got some music. I got sports. I'm going to go with funny. I have three guys on this list, all probably cool to hang out with. This guy's always made me laugh. You know, it'd be fun hanging out with him. I feel like we have the same sense of humor, same personality. He's from a show I've been watching for probably close to 30 years. He's had his own talk show for about 10, 11 years. Give me Jimmy Fallon. I want to hang out with Jimmy Fallon.
Troll Dolls.
I'm Jimmy Fallon.
Tonight's show is unreal. Like, it's got the roots of his band. Like,
yeah, it's great. And that's my jam, Catman. That was a good show.
Oh, yeah, that too, yeah.
Great, Shine.
I'm like staring at my list, and it was really short when it started because I had a real exact plan before it got blown up.
How does Michael Jordan not being picked, how does that affect your list at all? You just move someone up for your honorable mentions or you pick someone else. It's not like you need him.
Like Bobby the team.
I needed him.
Yeah.
Because he was going to lead me to another championship.
Okay. All right. All right.
So that's why
I like how I threw you into a tizzy, though. I do like
that. Eric, wasn't my intention. Trade me, Michael Jordan?
Not for either of your picks. No, thanks.
Bill, then you can put him on the bench and not even start him.
All right. This is what I'm doing. Third pick is leaning more towards my interest in history, even though he's not. I mean, it's kind of history at this point, but still pretty relative. But I'm taking Barack Obama.
What about The Rock Obama? Sketch from SNL. Oh, I see you, Barry.
You got the COVID right now.
I know.
True. I know who okay. votes you're not getting. Chicago's own.
Maybe I'd take Donald Trump next to like even it out.
No. That'd be unbelievable.
Someone would be very confused if they looked at your team.
Well, that's a power move right there. Your dinner would be chaos.
Yes.
Diltz, you got no one from Detroit represented yet.
I think I will take a sports guy, but this guy actually, I hated him for most of my younger years. I just never liked him. But now he's freaking hilarious. He has all kinds of stories. I think he'd be a hoot to hang out with. Give me Charles Barkley.
He just said a hoot. He said a hoot.
Hoot. Not Rick Aguirre. What?
Be a hoot to hang out with.
Mark Aguirre?
Mark.
No, he has a gambling problem, so I need to be all about that.
That's
wow. Yeah, that's dangerous.
Bonus.
Built along for the ride.
He just says some things that are just dumb. Like, I just.
How would Diltz's pick not Barry Sanders or something?
Yeah, I thought that's who he was going to, but
I met Barry. He's cool.
he seems really chill, but I don't know if he has like a lot of personality about him. Yeah. He seems kind of quiet, you know what I mean?
I ain't inviting him to sit in the corner, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Well, so Barry, back to this episode, like, these guys, they don't know me at all.
J-Cat, back-to-back picks.
I'll take a note from Catman's playbook. We're just sitting there hanging out, Anthony Bourdain, Dave Chappelle, and I. You know, room full of cigarette smoke, you know, some drinks, maybe some good appetizers that Anthony suggested. And then, you know, it's kind of a very, you know, not somber mood, but we're not really, you know, getting crazy. And then the barroom door gets kicked open and in walks the most unlikely pair you'll ever find in your life. That would be Rob Gronkowski and Steve Irwin popping the door together.
Oh, I had both of them on my list.
Wow, what? Oh, these are back-to-back picks?
Yeah. Gronk and Irwin just hanging out. Wow.
Irwin would be riding him like
a piano. Yeah.
Gronk would just come in.
Oh, it's going to be beaut. We was just wrestling Crocs out in the north. Wow.
Oh, with party rock playing in the background.
Yeah, you know? Yeah, like, just something ridiculous. Just makes no sense. And I'm just like, this is awesome.
Wow, that's the best party boy you could come up with, J.K. Gronk?
Well, yeah, I mean, like, he's a football player, first of all. And, of course, he's a brilliant football player. He understands the game unbelievably. But true. The guy has, like, him and his brothers, like, have cruises that people sign up to go on. They have their own cruise. Like before COVID, people will go on these Gronk cruises and it gets stupid. And he's a financial genius because he's touched none of his NFL earnings at all.
True. Think he's going to give you a slice?
I think he's drunk enough, probably. Bring back nice. Zuba's pants.
Wow. Steve Irwin just flashed me back to high school, senior year. Just impressions all day in Mr. Hilton's class. Me and Wibbs all day. I had a Talkboy pen, you know, Talkboy from Home Alone, and you could record your voice in there. So we would just be like, "Crikey, oh boy," and just like play it with unbelievable.
The Steve Irwin is unreal. I couldn't imagine what it'd be like to be around him. He's just like, talk about a bubbling positivity and love for every creature that ever walked the earth. You know what I mean?
Former 24/7 champion, WWE, Ron Gronkowski as well.
True. All right, Dilts, we're back to you. Only two picks left, guys.
I want to draft a voice actor so they can do some impressions while we're hanging out. And I got a few I'm thinking about. I ultimately have to go with Dan Castellanate, however you say his name. The guy who does Homer and Mr. Burns.
Castellano?
Yeah.
Castellanate.
Dan Castellano.
Yeah. I was wondering if anyone was going to pick someone from The Simpsons or Matt Groening.
I thought about Matt Groening, but...
Dilts, have you picked a surfer yet?
Nope.
Billy Slater's on deck. Who else did he voice, Dilts? Rattle him off so the people know.
I don't know off the top of my head.
Between him and Robin Williams, going back and forth would be something else.
He already got a voice, dude. Homer, Barney, Grandpa, Krusty, Groundskeeper Willie, many more.
Lousy almost song. Went Hank Azaria, but I was like, I got to have Homer at the table.
Mm-hmm. Would you make him talk in Homer voice the whole time?
Well, if he didn't want to, I'd be like, check, please.
Time to wrap this up. Barkley would strong arm him. All right, Shine. Is Donald Trump the pick?
No, I was thinking about it. I honestly was.
Sure.
But then I was like, you know what? Like, I'll get no picks. Like, half the nation, not even half, what is it, like 33%? Wouldn't pick me because of Barack Obama, and maybe like 40 something percent wouldn't pick me because of having Donald Trump. So
people wouldn't pick you. That's all I'm hearing. It's good.
Fourth pick. I'm actually a little surprised he's not taken, and we're just gonna really just kind of put some difference into this group here. So I'm taking Snoop D-O-double-G.
I thought about Snoop Dogg, but like, he just looks so much like a dog. I don't even want to talk. And like, And what's he? What? I was trying to explain Snoop Dogg to Owen one day because he was like asking about him somehow. And I was like, but then he changed his name to Snoop Lion. He was like, why would he do that? I was like, I don't know. He was like in a Jamaican phase. Like,
he's going to help Tiger Woods make bad decisions. It's going to,
you know. Production.
Wow. I cannot see him at Shine's table, round table.
So we have like zero things in common, which would be amazing.
Well, aren't you a crypt too? Are you a blood? I forgot my name.
Wow, you ain't from Compton? From the streets of Compton.
You drink Corona.
But I do.
Screw that. All right, I'm up. I got athletes, I got movie people, but I'm going to go with this guy because he dates back, you know, centuries. He is, I don't know, maybe questionably the father of science. He's a wacko. You know what he's going to wear when he shows up. Give me Albert Einstein. I'd like to pick his brain just to see what he has to say. How would he interact with Michael Jordan? Would they go like head to head, like intellectually, like just competitive, like, or just try to like out rap RZA? Like, give me some science. I don't know, but I'll take Albert Einstein.
Give me some science. Bong, bong. Analog.
You hold this bong at this angle. How high are you going to get? What's the pressure you have to inhale? Albert Einstein. So, Catman, you're up. Birdo, your last two picks coming up.
I still have a lot on my list. I'm not really nervous of any of my picks going anywhere in these next couple. So, I feel like wherever I pick now is kind of inconsequential. He's still there. I know he's really similar to The Rock, but he's someone that I've always wanted to meet and hang out with.
Moonsault?
316?
No. Arnold Schwarzenegger. I can't believe he's still sitting there.
Wow. I don't want to talk to him.
Oh, it just made me think of someone else.
Y'all are making me Google some spellings big time.
He's hilarious. He does. I mean, he was a governor.
He's amazing. Hilarious.
One-liners.
Yeah. He wrote those on his own, too. He came up with all those. Someone's going to be feeding him lines at the dinner table, under the table. Say this. Catman, pop quiz. What does he say right before he gets up to use the bathroom?
I'll be back.
Nice. Birdo? No, you weren't picking Schwarzenegger. Actually, Birdo, have you ever seen an Arnold Schwarzenegger movie? Seriously.
No.
Any, not one.
Ever?
I don't think he's seen one.
Definitely Jingle All the Way. Jingle All the Way. I'm sure I've seen Predator. I'm sure I've seen.
I don't think you have.
I've not seen a ton of other movies.
Batman and Robin? No, wait. Batman, yeah. Wow. All right.
I don't like having these back-to-back picks because I have so many people left. I don't really know what to do. I have a bunch of actors left, one musician and one athlete. And when Rob said Arnold, it made me think of someone that was not on my list that now I kind of want to have dinner with. I'm going to pick this next person because he's awesome and he's larger than life. And he has his own reality show that I've watched. And he just seems to be like a really good guy. He gives back to his community. He's a great father, incredible athlete. He does everything. I'm going Shaq.
Oh, yeah. Great pick. Wow, great that's pick. A good call.
I almost picked him. If I didn't have Jordan, I was taking Shaq.
Shaq?
But you're going to say, so you said athlete. I thought you were going to say Chris Lee knows best.
Oh my gosh. Get out of here. He would have been kicked off the podcast. I'm not even joking. I would not have let him put him on another episode ever again.
But yeah.
The stories of Shaq lately, just like doing good.
He gives a lot of money. Yeah.
Like just out for, like seeing people on the street struggling. Oh, I'll buy you a car. No big deal. Get in. I'll pay for your engagement ring. Like,
how many businesses? I think he owns like 35 guys' restaurants. I can't imagine how much money he has coming. He gives a lot. He just constantly is doing things for people. My last pick. I would like to meet this person, but I have a feeling he would be kind of boring. I'm down to two actors. I have no comedic relief on my team. Well, I guess Shaq's pretty funny.
Shaq and Jesus? I mean, come on.
People are lighting the mood. I'm going to pick a former greenskeeper about to be Masters champion, Bill Murray.
Wow. That's a great pull. Didn't even consider him, but that's amazing.
Former greenskeeper. I was like, Willie? Groundskeeper.
Known to be unknown. Like, he's in a movie. They don't even know if he's going to show up. He has no agent. He doesn't have a phone. He just does his own thing. He loves golf. I think another good guy. I'm sure he's got some crazy stories in his past. I don't know. I think Bill, and just Caddyshack alone, I have to ask about Caddyshack. But I'm not a huge Ghostbusters fan, but I have to throw that in. I don't know. This was tough. This was a lot harder than some of the other drafts.
Catman, who is your last pick?
All right, so we got to class up the place, right? A bunch of dudes sitting in the corner, drinking tequila, some beers. And this person walks around the corner and asks, who runs the world? Girls. Beyonce.
Queen Bey. You're drafting Beyonce.
Crazy in Love video song? I'm just saying.
That was 20 years ago. She don't look like that anymore.
Also, Betty White. Pick of the week.
You think Jay-Z will be waiting in the car? Is that why you drafted Beyonce?
I mean, that's not a bad thing. But
her plus one is Jay-Z or Blue?
Yeah.
Or Blue.
Yeah.
Blue Ivy. Wow. That's a left field pick right there. I was not expecting that, Kevin. Just
look at the teams right now. A lot of female voters out there, boys. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, she's the only female picked so far.
I was thinking about that, literally. I thought I was going to have the only female, actually.
No, I'm about to pick one, so there's going to be a run for females. We all know what's coming. My celebrity crush for many, 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 many years.
Your face.
Some people just don't understand why.
Your cheeks are turning red already.
I'm just hot in here. She's in Marvel movies. She's in Star Wars movies. She graduated from Harvard. She was born in Israel. Give me Natalie Herschlag, a.k.a. Natalie Portman. I want to have dinner with her, and I will just conversate.
Salivate.
Probably ogle a little bit. Give me Natalie Portman.
He collaborates with The Lonely Island. So
yeah, I'll make her spit both raps.
Important.
Yeah, just I had to take her fifth. I knew she wasn't getting picked. I got some big names left on my draft board, but gotta switch it up a little bit. We gotta have some female representation.
Can I pick Aunt Becky from my bench?
She's in jail, son.
Boy,
You gonna have that conjugal visit?
Where your dinner's at?
The picnic table in the yard.
Wow. Wow.
With that being said, Shine, your last pick. So Shine already hinted that he's picking a female.
Yeah. There was a few that I was like kind of had on my list.
Laura Bush.
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
And
yes. That's definitely got Shine all over.
Oh my gosh.
Yep.
We'll get and there's just time. Something comical about
talking Supreme Court, getting y'all hot.
This one mixed with Snoop Dogg.
Martha Stewart?
No.
Wow.
I'm going with Taylor Swift.
Hey, Tay. Going T-Swift?
He knows what he's doing.
Yeah, that's a pander vote. Shine, name one Taylor Swift song except
Yeah, exactly.
Other than Shake It Off, name one.
Except for Shake It Off?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's all I got.
I swore he was going to get me with just one.
No.
Long pause.
22? It's my jam.
Jake, I mean, Sean, explain the pick. Explain the pick. Is it just
I'm pandering to get a vote?
No. Her with Snoop Dogg? I mean, again.
What does that even mean?
The music
collaboration. They probably hung out already.
You should have had her and Kanye.
You're thinking of Kanye when they had beef. Wow. T-Swizzy.
It's a good pick. Like,
Shine. So you ain't seen that reputation tour.
I picked one
reputation.
You took Jordan. You took Jordan from me, and I ended up picking one person from my original
five. Straight frazzle. You're welcome, Dilts. Straight frazzle. You're Miss Frizzle.
It's okay. If I
you know what's the funny thing is, I didn't even think about Jordan.
If I get first pick going into season three, I'm okay with that.
This is the finale, boys. This is going to set the table for who won this season's draft. I mean, we know who didn't win this season's draft, but I'll tell you, there's a lot of like, Birdo, you have a lot of firsts and fourths. And like, JCat, you have a lot of that mid-round stuff. I have a couple firsts sprinkled with some second fourths and whatnot. Shine, you're always there in the middle. Dilts, you've had a couple strong showings, but it's either sixth or fifth or first. So I don't know. I haven't looked. I haven't tallied anything up because I was waiting to see. But this is going to be – it's going to be a lot closer than last season, boys. But Dilts, your last pick.
All right. Well,
I hate my team.
Anybody hanging out with me? Anybody hang out with me? We're going to be drinking. And since we're going to be drinking, you might as well have the number one drinker in recorded human history. Give me Andre the Giant.
Yeah. Wow. That's a good point. Nice.
Well, he said Andre the Giant. I didn't know what he said. What?
Table beam.
You make him like palm your head. Like,
Dilts, would you just feed him drinks the entire time? Like, yo, drink this box of wine in 4 seconds. I'm reading
the internet source right now. He consumed on average 7,000 calories of alcohol per day. Like, he would routinely drink a 12-pack of beer before a wrestling match. On road trips to wrestling matches, he would average a case of beer every 90 minutes.
Apparently, 16 he was like
bottles of plum awesome wine too. Before wrestling 3 matches.
Just stop right there. A case of beer every 90 minutes.
A beer every 3 minutes.
That's
and remember how would like, rarely in, drink enough to pass out.
In college, power hour would put us all on our
Dills. Would you make him wear the singlet at the dinner table?
If he was willing. But I
see that like, is he casual on to do it?
Make him all right, second. Follow-up question. Would you make him dress as Fezzik from The Princess Bride?
I was just thinking that.
That would be also awesome.
So change of outfits for Andre. And Catman, would you make him wear would you add the fro wig for when he has early wrestling days?
Yeah, he'd have to be like early wrestling days, Andre, not later one. He was 7'4 and 550 pounds.
He wouldn't fit at the dinner table.
Wow. I think we have more wrestlers drafted than other athletes.
You know who I wow. once saw at the dinner table? Michael Jordan.
Was it at my dinner table? J-Cat, bring us home here.
All right.
Get me out of my misery.
The night's going well. We're drinking and getting stupid and waxing poetical and talking about all kinds of things. And Anthony Bourdain says, you know what I could really go for? I could go for a cocktail with gin. And I go to say something about Bombay Sapphire. And then this handsome guy down at the end of the bar says, no, why don't you try my gin? And flying across me is a bottle of 80 Aviator gin owned by none other than the media darling himself, Ryan Reynolds.
Good pull.
I mean, I discussed him. However, For the record, Rob owes me $10. But we'll see if it comes up in the honorable. We'll see if he comes up in the honorable mention, and I will let that one slide.
Yeah, he'll definitely come up. In.
Before we move on, let's do our honorable mentions. Let's keep it quick. Who did you really want to draft that you didn't get a chance to? J-Cat, we'll just start with you and go backwards through.
I wanted to draft Kurt Russell, Robert Downey Jr. or
Wait, pause. What was the first one?
Go back.
Kurt Russell.
Rob, you were so close. That was his sixth pick. Sixth man. So close.
Yeah, like I love him, but I don't think that does me any good. You know what I mean? Like
I patch.
Yeah.
Guy for the area again.
Rob, you want to know my Venmo?
I couldn't have Guy if I had Anthony.
Sorry, JK. Kurt Russell, Robert Downey Jr., and who else?
Jeff Bridges.
That's a Dilts pick right there. Jeff Bridges. I could just see, because you got to love the Big Lebowski, don't you, Dilts?
I've never really seen it.
What?
Dilts and I are going to get together and watch that together. And
I know of it. I know the dude. I never really saw it, though.
That's for the record, I have seen Point Break as of this week, so check that box.
The original, right?
Yeah, solid.
Okay.
Did I let you on the last saw Jaws when I had COVID? Just because? Couldn't take it anymore.
Dilts, you got any honorable mentions?
George Carlin. Bobby Lane, because I want to punch him in the face.
Curse that team.
Genghis Khan. Dude. Maybe that's some floppy seconds.
That was unintended.
That was an intended game. It's the worst game ever.
Alan Turing? Turing? Somebody's got to celebrate with that guy for basically beating the Nazis.
You seen that movie?
Oh, yeah. That game? Movie was great.
Pretty good movie, yeah. All right, Shine, honorable mentions?
My honorable mentions are Ricky Henderson, Frank Gore, Jackie Robinson, along with Tiger Woods and Michael Jordan. That was going to be my five. We can move on. Derrick Rose, Derek Jeter, Steve Young, and because it would be awesome, baby, Dick Vitale.
Wait, every pick was sports. You picked all sports people.
I was.
And you drafted.
Until you took the king of all sports people. And
but
then
you
I was
drafted
like,
one sports.
Now? Without the king of all sports people, the rest of them just are sports people.
So I really did throw a wrench into his plan. He had this sports dinner table.
Full of my favorite sports heroes.
That's amazing. This is, I can get last place, and this is still amazing.
Damn it all.
Sorry, not sorry.
All right. Honorable mentions. I had Andy Samberg. I went with Jimmy Fallon, so I didn't pick him. I thought about Lorne Michaels when I was thinking comedians just because he started SNL, but I don't know if I really want to hang out with him other than just hearing some stories, I guess. The aforementioned Brian Dawkins, Stone Cold Steve Austin. I know it was either The Rock or him. I was going to try to get one of them. Just didn't go that way. Shine, sorry, but I would have picked LeBron James just because he does a lot, man. He just,
I'm surprised he didn't.
He's a smart dude. Eminem, Kevin Smith, Adam Sandler, Will Ferrell, and Quentin Tarantino, I thought about just because he seems like just an oddball to maybe just kind of chat up with them. Dude. So, yeah, but everyone else on my list was picked. I'm happy with my team. Catman, honorable mentions?
I'm just going to go right down the list here. Sylvester Stallone, Gene Simmons, Eddie Murphy, Will Smith, Jackie Robinson, Ric Flair, Harrison Ford, Nicki Minaj, Jay-Z, Stone Cold Steve Austin, Tom Hanks, DMX, Donald Glover, Ghostface Killah, Tina Fey, Tiffany Haddish, Halle Berry, and Giannis Antetokounmpo.
What a team. What an honorable mention list. I think those are people that you thought of. You were like, you're going to draft Tiffany Haddish, you're telling me. She's number 40 out of 40 on your list.
No, but like, she was there.
Our listeners do.
She's funny. Everything I've seen her in, she's hilarious. Pretty cool. Halle Berry. You need to watch the Hot Ones Halle Berry episode. She's pretty awesome. She kills all the wings and like doesn't say anything about it. But she's a cool person. Jackie Robinson, Shine. I just think to talk to him. He was like really my only historical person.
I would have had him instead of Barack Obama.
Yeah, you're really surprised.
Then someone took Michael Jordan, and I ended up with Taylor Swift.
All right, I'll go.
Berto.
I also said Adam Sandler. I cannot believe no one picked this person or mentioned him. Keanu Reeves. He's apparently
an
amazing dude. Matt Damon. Because of Rounders and Good Will Hunting. I would love to talk to him about that. Sylvester Stallone, Johnny Knoxville, just for the stories.
Wow. And
this last person is not a real person, but I would love to meet the dudes from Dude Perfect. If I only pick one, I'd pick Ty. But those guys are awesome. They are just awesome human beings. I love those guys.
Well, I did not have the worst pick. Did anybody come up with like someone who they hate? I don't know if it's worth it. JK, you have one?
I got a whole list.
All right. So if you, so like people you would not invite or people you would like invite and be like, oh, never mind, just kidding. Or like, what, how were you thinking here?
Like if I found out they were going to be there, I'd leave. Like these people just sound like they're just, they're terrible people all around. All right. So here we go.
Go for it.
Rapid fire. Chevy Chase. He's Roseanne Barr. She's an anti-Semite. Tom Brady. Yeah. We all know why. Ben Simmons. Yeah. Have fun in Netsville. They scored 84 points at halftime today. Who gives? Amy Schumer, bleh, and Antonio Brown.
That is a team of D-bags for sure.
Yeah, like seriously, like one of them is invited to something, I'm not going.
My three hates were LeBron James, Seahawks version of Richard Sherman, and Isaiah Thomas.
Seahawks version.
No one said Hitler.
I always want
too easy
on Tom Brady, but I feel like if we were, any of us were in a room with Tom Brady, he would like charm us over. Definitely. And just like on Entourage, like when Turtle was trying to be tough and then he ended up like getting invited to his house and stuff for dinner. Like, I just feel like he's too cool a dude to like be tough around.
Because he's unbelievable.
Yeah.
Gronk can tell me all about him.
True. Diltz, you got anybody?
Well, I just thought of something. I didn't even think about it, but top of the head, Kanye West, Kardashians, Robert Horry.
Big shot, Bob.
Robert Horry. Kardashians are pretty terrible. I wouldn't have been a part of that, but I just can't think
women
of anybody.
Women just need to get up and work. Women don't work.
Really?
Berto, you have anyone?
No, I really didn't think of anyone other than like horrible human beings like Stalin and Hitler and other horrible humans that just, you know, committed genocide and killed people.
You no, stay out there.
Don't really want to be around those guys.
True. Well, that's going to do it for the round table draft. Let's say we did a pretty good job, fellas. Before we wrap up, we're going to play Croce's Clues. Thanks, Catman. 10 points up for grabs. The category is a little different. So I looked up the 10 most famous people in the world. This was an article written by The Teal Mango in February 2022. So just a month ago. Okay, so I'm going to give you clues one at a time. The last one will probably give it away, but you can guess early. You just can only guess once. Everybody good? All right.
Yeah.
Number one, champion.
Michael Jordan.
All right. Number two, worth $320 million. Number three, bull. Number four, can you smell what he's cooking?
Rock.
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 Birdo.
I totally bricked.
That really was leading to Jordan, though. Champion bull, Sean. If you wouldn't have guessed it, you would have guessed him a bull.
Worth
a bull. A bull tattoo. That's what it said. I mean, I don't.
Yeah,
I'll fact check, but oh yeah. Right. All right, so Birdo.
Bullion is.
Remember, this is going to determine the final rankings for Croce's Clues for season two. Number two. This person was the most Googled person of 2021. Their favorite movie is Chariots of Fire.
Trump.
Incorrect. Third clue is number 46.
Barack Obama.
Biden.
Incorrect. Biden is correct. Joe Biden, former state senator, was the last clue.
Capri number three. Subs.
Number three. This person was on The Big Bang Theory and The Simpsons.
Mark Hamill.
He bought James Bond's submarine car. Like from the movie. He's the world's richest person at $239 billion.
Elon Musk.
That is correct. Elon Musk. Tesla and SpaceX was the fourth clue.
Man, I don't remember him on Big Bang.
Sure you don't. Number four. This person reportedly has an IQ of 160, which is genius. He's the owner of the Washington Post. I did not know that.
Bezos.
That is correct. Jeff Bezos. He's a Princeton Tiger and delivery from A to Z. Jeff Bezos, number four. And by the way, this list is in order. So like The Rock was number one, Biden was two, like this, in, according to this list. Number five, his middle name is Raymone, R-A-Y-M-O-N-E. There's a viral meme of a kid saying his name.
LeBron James.
That is correct.
LeBron James.
He's the king and he's a four-time champion. Has anyone ever heard LeBron James' middle name until just then?
No.
No.
Raymone.
No idea.
With an E on it, by the way. Like R-A-Y. I was cracking up, but for some reason it made me laugh. Number six. The first woman to have 300 million Instagram
Oprah followers. Winfrey.
Instagram followers.
Kim She's Kardashian. The young...
Incorrect. She's the youngest self-made billionaire. She was named one of Time's most influential teens.
Kendall Jenner.
Addison Rae.
Incorrect, bro. And the last clue is, would you say, Rob?
Addison Rae.
No idea who that is. That is incorrect. The last clue is Travis Scott.
Kourtney Kardashian.
You can't guess anymore. That's incorrect.
That's right.
I think J-Cat, I think J-Cat's the only one that can guess. Berto, you were so close. J-Cat, you might
Caitlyn Jenner?
It is Kylie Jenner.
Yeah, whatever.
Kylie Jenner.
I don't care. I really don't.
You shouldn't. But it might have cost you.
Did you say Travis Scott or Travis?
Travis Scott.
Courtney's with Courtney and Travis Barker. Yeah. I just thought.
True. All right, number seven. This person was the first regular SNL cast member to be nominated for Best Actor Oscar. He was childhood friends with Moby. He has a history of drugs. I Love You 3000.
Bob Brown Jr.
That is correct. J-Cat.
I'll let Tony Stark.
J-Cat, that is correct. Robert Downey Jr.
Ooh.
Was friends with Moby as a kid. Moby.
What Oscar was he nominated for?
Chaplin?
No, I think it was a while ago.
The Soloist, maybe, with Jamie Foxx? Maybe.
Never saw it.
It's like, I mean, either, but...
He won an Oscar for Charlie Chaplin, didn't he?
Yeah, maybe that. It might actually have been that, actually.
Yeah, I think it was pre-Iron Man.
Actually. Yeah, definitely. All right, number eight. Three more. This person's net worth is $500 million. Chump change. This is going to throw a wrench into everybody's guesses. But he was named after Ronald Reagan. Clue three. He has scored in every minute of a game.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
That is correct. The Portuguese soccer stud was the last clue. Cristiano Ronaldo. That is an unbelievable stat. He has scored in every minute of a 90-minute soccer game.
That's so unbelievable. Like I actually got rid of every soccer player I was thinking of when you said that. I was like, can't be soccer. Then I went to basketball.
It's like Ronnie Cycli?
Yeah, his dad said he named it. Ronaldo was named after Ronald Reagan because it's like, I don't know. What I remember... Top 10 Googled people. These last two probably would be a surprise, but that's why you got the clues. Number nine, producer, singer, and actor. He was the same height. He's the same height now as he was when he was 13.
Kevin Hart.
It's only funny because that's incorrect, but it's such a good guess. Wow. Well, yeah, he could be tall. What'd you say, Shine?
Will Smith.
That is correct. Will Smith. Shine on the board. Wow. He was the only actor to have his movies make $100 million domestically 8 times in a row. And he was born and raised in West Philadelphia.
Mm-hmm.
Number 10, Croce's Clues. Say goodbye. It's the last clue.
It's been a fun game.
Will Smith, the ninth most important popular person.
Apparently. All right, number 10. This person has 31 Guinness World Records. And no, it's not Dills. He's a Canadian singer. He's actually mentored by number nine on this list. So he's actually mentored by the last person you just named. Incorrect. And Dills, whatever you said was incorrect.
Mm.
Number 10, or the last clue, it's not too late to say sorry.
Oh, man.
You guys don't know it now?
I know it. You should have waited.
Say it. Don't say it.
I was like, maybe they didn't hear me and I could guess.
Canadian singer. He was mentored by Will Smith, apparently. It's not too late to say sorry.
Celine Dion.
Incorrect. Birdo, you got 5 seconds. Can you get it?
I knew it was a long shot.
Bro, you of all people, bro. You used to say that all the time. I swear you did.
What? Say what?
All right. Well, that's the longest five seconds in history.
Who was it, JK?
Yeah. Justin Bieber.
Justin Bieber. Sorry, not Justin.
Dang. Forgot
Justin Bieber.
Dang it.
Totally forgot he was Canadian.
He was mentored by Will Smith. I thought he was mentored by Usher.
Apparently. That's what it said. I mean, maybe he's like, apparently no, because Will Smith apparently keeps tabs on him up until this day or like very recently.
Yeah, make sure he's back on the right foot.
Next Karate Kid. I will never say never. I will fight.
That's what it is they used to say. Never say never, not too late to say sorry. All right, boys. Season 2 in the books. The final tally for best drafter and Croce's Clues winner will be the first episode in season 3.
How many points did everyone get tonight?
Shine 1, J-Cat 1, Catman 1. You had 3, Dilts had 2. 2 points.
The first time we all got a point? I think so.
Maybe. Last week.
I will not miss this game because of Bobby always getting it over my leg.
If I gave him 7 of your point of his points, he would still still double up your score. Your score would have been. All right, season 2 in the books. Final thoughts on this episode and or season 2. Shine.
I felt like I should have went with Jordan and Pippen in the duos, so I was going to start this one off by not making the same mistake. And I don't think I'll ever get over this episode. I'm not sure what we're doing yet to start off season 3, but if there's any way that I can fit Michael Jordan into that answer, I'm going to do it.
If he ever listens, Shine, you're just it's history now. It's recorded.
He's going to be disappointed.
The guy with the giant head and Zoom.
And I took it personally. Can you imagine? He just never talked to him.
What if there was a crying Jordan meme with
Shine's face?
Derek, get on it. Derek.
You can do that. There's a Snapchat filter.
I predict that's going to show up in about 24 hours.
Catman.
I still think my teams are strong overall. I know I didn't have a good showing for this season, but I keep on keeping on doing what I'm doing. Got strong teams. I just need the votes. They're out there. We'll find them.
The listeners are coming. The numbers are rising. Dills, what do you think?
It was good. We had some good topics. I didn't do as well as I hoped, but I think this last episode totally made up for it. I will look forward to the release of the audio so I can enjoy it, listening to it with the best duo ever, pizza and beer. And that's all I got.
All right. J-Cat?
I wish I felt better for the season finale, but I was glad I was able to take part in it. This one, I was kind of lukewarm on the topic, in all honesty, but I kind of really liked the research for it. And I thought it was one of our more interesting drafts. So I enjoyed that. As overall for season 2, just had a lot of fun again. It's a lot of fun to be a part of. So it's definitely a stress reliever and a lot of laughs. And I'm glad that we're gaining some steam with it. So
keep voting, people. And Birdo?
I just have fun with you guys. It's something that I think about throughout the week. We chat about it throughout the weeks between recordings. It's just fun. I like it. And I'm glad that people talk about it and people are buying clothes and posting pictures. I think that's hilarious. It just warms my heart. And since my number one pick was Jesus, I'm going to leave you with John 3:16.
Ah.
I'm going to leave you with Austin 3:16. No, that's good. I would just like to say, you know, I appreciate you guys taking the time doing this. I think it's fun. I think it does stir some conversation up. And if you, you know, keep spreading the word, tell people not only vote, but listen. That's what I think it makes it fun. I, you know, I'm up to like 10 podcasts a week that I listen to. So whenever I get a chance, I just throw it on in the car, in the shower, wherever, whatever you're doing, working out, cutting grass, whatever you do that you don't need to sit in silence, throw on a podcast. It's just, it's great. So spread the word about podcasts, whether it's ours or not. And that's about all I got. So
I might kill myself if I was trying to do a bench press, listen to a podcast, and then I just laugh with glee when Cheyenne gets Jordan taken from him.
Hey, Dilch, you want to get together and we'll listen to this podcast?
Lift some weights.
Sure. Get some pizza here afterwards.
I think he's saying he'll spot you.
I'm free whenever you are.
Yeah, I need my stuff back.
It's not yours. It's your wife's. Sorry, Alex Trebek was the innocent bystander.
That's going to do it for another season of Life's a Draft, where none of our picks will be considered Mr. Irrelevant. Please subscribe to the podcast and thanks for listening. Don't forget to check out the new website. Let me spell that out for you. It's CROCE122.WIXSITE.com/LADP for Life's a Draft podcast.
Lowe's knows that saving is always top of mind, especially this season. That's why we've picked some great deals for early Black Friday. Get free select DeWalt, Kobalt, or Craftsman tools when you buy a select battery or combo kit. More tools? Why not? Plus, we've got select pre-lit artificial Christmas trees starting at $59.98 because it's never too early to think Christmas. Get Black Friday prices without the crowds. Lowe's, we help you save. While supplies last, selection varies by location.